The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Stephen Tubbs Show, Hour 2. Stephen sends his regards. Nice cool day in the Mile High City, 72 in Denver. Down to 66 degrees in Aurora already, but that all turns around tomorrow. 95 for the high tomorrow. Lots of sun. Sounds like a Harley day to me. Our next guest will understand that. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert was in town for the Western Conservative Summit, and of course, just like our 3 o'clock guest, Andy Ngo, was really, they were the two top targets of the Denver Communist Party, Antifa, and BLM, who not only showed up to create havoc, do damage, injure people, but we're calling them out by name. And we had her on the Saturday show, Wake Up with Randy Corcoran. Thought we'd get her back in light of the really overwhelming media silence here in Denver and the Denver area on the violence that occurred at the Western Conservative Summit. Congresswoman joins us now. Lauren, good afternoon.
Hi, Randy.
Long time no talk to.
Right, just a couple of days, but then these thugs gave us some more material to work with.
Yeah, isn't that unbelievable? The fact that there is no coverage in the Denver media, Channel 7, Channel 4, Channel 9, the Denver Post, as far as I can tell. I reached out to the editorial page editor, Megan Schrader, and asked her for the contact information for the people who put the news together at the Denver Post, and I'm going to track them down tomorrow, see if we can get them on, because it's outrageous. If people knew what was actually going on when these criminals show up, there would be some public outcry. But the corrupt, coordinated, Democrat-controlled media machine makes sure that we never, ever know.
That's exactly right, Randy. And it's unfortunate that this is not receiving the coverage that it is. Now, you may know I have introduced legislation that would designate Antifa and BLM as domestic terrorist organizations, because that's exactly what they are. We've all been watching it in real time. We have all been shouting from the rooftops that these are domestic terrorists. They are rioting and looting. They are beating and killing police officers. They are burning down businesses. And then just like we saw in Denver at the Western Conservative Summit, they were there looking for a fight. This was not a peaceful protest. They're all dressed in black and covered up and has who knows what in their backpacks. We've seen Molotov cocktails thrown at other gatherings that they're at. So you never know what's in their minds and what their intentions truly are. Unfortunately for them, they couldn't get my schedule right. So when they were shouting for me, I wasn't even in the area.
Oh, that's good. You did take a little time on social media to respond, however. In fact, I texted you yesterday, I think it was, because yes, there was this very extremely obese woman dressed very unattractively, and she was out there shouting down your name, and you retweeted and said, "I feel sorry for her cats." And I just, yes, I just thought that was the best. You live in their heads, and and it's a dangerous, dangerous place. We had Andy Ngo on in 3 o'clock, and you know, he just never stops. He shows up at the Western Conservative Summit with the knee brace on. We all know he got the concrete milkshake in the back of the head back in 2019, brain bleeds,
right,
serious injuries. And it was really kind of a sad interview because he has no, he keeps doing what he's doing. So he's inspiring,
right,
but he has no optimism that we can turn this thing around because of the media silence, because the forces of, you know, of evil are arrayed against our youth with all the indoctrination and lack of real education that they're getting. And I can't feel as down as he does. I just know there's so much going on in the background. You're in Congress, but you're in the minority. How do you go to work every day? Are you feeling a sense of foreboding or a sense of optimism that we're on the verge of pushing this thing back?
Randy, I am very optimistic. Waking up and hearing from people each and every day, talking to our law enforcement officers on a regular basis who are completely fed up by these unruly thugs and their behavior, and even the Democrats who are another domestic terrorist organization, who are actively calling to defund our police, to dismantle and disband their organizations, to remove qualified immunity from our officers at a national level. You know, hearing the frustration from so many people who typically don't get involved politically, it leaves me very optimistic, knowing that we will take the House back in 2022. And there, when we are in the majority, we will be able to get something done. I have introduced almost 20 pieces of legislation, and this is the direction that I am going, and I'm showing this to the voters to say we actually can accomplish things rather than just signing away our children's future into debt. We can actually accomplish things that are very productive for America, for Colorado. And, you know, so this, they really are overstepping in so many different areas. You can point to almost anything, and it is a crisis right now. So, I mean, from the southern border to our energy resources, our energy development, to our children's schools. It is all a crisis right now. Every stakeholder and business owner that I talk to is so frustrated with the federal government and the local government at how wrong they got the pandemic in the past year, how there has been no substantial help for small businesses. If anything, they're competing with government to pay employees, and they can't even hire anyone to get a job done. So the frustration is at every single level, and I am extremely optimistic that we will take the House back in 2022.
I hear from naysayers here locally, people who really don't know what they're talking about because they just don't have the information that they need to draw these conclusions. But they say that the Republican Party is in chaos, it's in disarray, that we're, you know, tearing ourselves apart at the leadership level on down. What's your experience in Congress right now?
I think the Republican Party is stronger than ever, and it's very obvious that President Trump is still the leading voice of the Republican Party. I'm just ready for him to announce that he'll be Speaker of the House, and then we can really live in the minds of these crazy left-wing lunatics. Can you imagine Speaker Trump?
let me explain that to folks real quick, because, you know, the people talk about that, but they don't understand it. Donald Trump would not have to run in an election to become Speaker of the House. The Speaker of the House can be an unelected citizen of the United States, otherwise qualified. So if you and I are right, and I suspect that we are, that not only is the House going to be in Republican hands, but it's usually a major swing, especially after a disastrous year like the first year the Biden administration is going to be, then they can simply pick their leader. And if they did that, then Donald Trump could come in as Speaker of the House. He could, you know, dictate the votes. He could call on for the impeachment of Kamala and Zombie Joe, especially Joe, for all of his China connections.
I like the order that you put that in, because it probably would be Kamala that got impeached by then.
But they would just be on that for the first time in so long, because, you know, past leadership, Republican leadership, has not been an aggressive attack on the radical Democrats that are in charge of the Democrat Party right now. And with Donald Trump in charge, it absolutely would be. So it's not a pipe dream. It's not something stupid. It's not something that would do damage to the Republicans. And even if he just announces that he's a candidate, oh, my Lord, he'd own the news cycles for a month.
Yes, exactly. I personally love the idea. But, you know, this is we really are gaining strength and momentum. Randy, I was telling everyone back in 2020 in my primary and in the general election, every stop I made, I let everyone know that the momentum we were seeing in that area and that community that I was present in, it was happening all throughout the district and all throughout Colorado. And that same momentum I am still experiencing, and even more, even greater. The people who voted for President Trump last cycle, the people who voted for me last cycle, they are more enthusiastic about casting their vote again and making sure we save America.
You are among the most targeted of House freshmen. Of course, California elected some strong women as well. California actually had some very surprising election results. and which helped add to this just this minuscule minority that Nancy Pelosi is in control of right now. But you will be absolutely targeted. Are you seeing the same kind of enthusiasm in your fundraising that you feel on the street when you're, you know, meeting with people at these different events? And how can people help you with that?
We certainly are doing very well when it comes to fundraising. I think we're doing the best in Colorado, but we still need more. And you're right, I am a target. My district is being redrawn, and that is going to have a huge impact on this next election. Of course, they want to make my district more liberal. They want to give me Vail. They want to give me Breckenridge. They want to border Boulder. And I've even seen a map including Boulder. They want to take away Pueblo, which, you know, most Republicans wouldn't really mind removing Pueblo from their district because it's typically a Democrat stronghold. But I almost won Pueblo. I lost it by a half point, 262 votes. So, you know, I really think that we could take Pueblo this time. But also, Randy, there are 9 Democrats who are filed to run for CD3, for my congressional seat. And that means there are 9 Democrats actively raising money, spending money, and campaigning against me in the district. So it's not just like I have one opponent to go against right now. There are many people who are pouring money into negative advertisements in my district and throughout Colorado. And so that's something that we certainly have to be able to confront and combat and make sure we get the right message out, because Democrats aren't afraid to lie. They will take a lie and run with it. And we are the party of the truth. We are the party of values and principles. And that's what I'm running on. And that's what I'm standing for. And I've had a fantastic time proving that already during this year.
What's your website?
LaurenForFreedom.com. We certainly need all the support that we can get. So I am so grateful for everyone who has believed in this movement, who's believed in me and what I promised that I could do. So LaurenForFreedom.com. To join our team.
When we were together at the Western Conservative Summit, we actually spent more time off of the air than we did on, because when your people finally brought you over, I had just sat down with Heidi Ganahl, and we were having a great conversation with her, and I didn't want to cut her too short. And then they're whispering to my assistant, she's got a plane to go. So we squeezed you on, and instead of talking about politics, we wound up talking about Leadership Program of the Rockies and what happened to you there when they asked you to lead the prayer, give the invocation at the awards dinner on that particular night. And I've actually got that interview recorded. I was going to play it in the 3 o'clock, but we wound up with Andy Ngo instead. I may play it for everybody later, but let's take the last couple minutes of our time together just to get back to that conversation, because as I told you that day, on Saturday, I had, all the times I've known you before Congress or whatever, I had never heard you pray. And just talk a little bit about that experience, if you would.
Yeah, thank you, Randy. And, you know, when I was invited to lead that invocation, I was truly honored to have been asked that. And this is why I'm here. I prayed what the Lord would have me do with the next steps in my life, and he highlighted this position. I told him all the reasons why I'm not qualified to be here, and that didn't seem to faze him. So in prayer, God reassured me. He assured me that he was going to equip me, and that it was his grace, his ability, his empowerment that would lead and guide the way. If I would be obedient to his spirit, to the word of God, that I would be in the right place at the right time, and I would be favored with the people that I was placed in front of, and God would open doors that no man could shut, that he would supply every need that I had for this campaign, and that the victory that we had would be a sign and a wonder to everyone who doubted that we could make it. And that's exactly what happened, Randy. You saw it. You were there for the whole thing. People were saying, what happened? This is the greatest upset we've seen. It was a sign and a wonder to them that God can do great and mighty things for his people. And, you know, I want to encourage everyone right now that God is not finished, and he is moving in America. I don't care who is in the White House. When I have a king, and his name is Jesus. So we could have Biden or Kamala. It doesn't matter, because Jesus is Lord, and he has made a promise. This nation was created to glorify God. Randy, there are two nations who have been created for that reason, Israel and the United States of America, and we will glorify God. I want to read to you Numbers 23:19. It says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he not said, and will he not do? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? Now here it is, verse 20. Behold, I have received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. The blessings of God cannot be reversed. This nation is blessed. His people are blessed. And no one, no BLM, no Antifa, no Nancy Pelosi can reverse the blessing that God has prepared for his people in the United States of America.
You know, I feel it. And even stepping outside of the spiritual realm and the Holy Spirit energy that I feel, we talked a little bit about those shootings up and down the spine and all of that, just on the ground, just looking at everything that's going on, I almost tend to believe that we had to go through what we've gone through with November of 2020, January 6th, and everything else for people to actually wake up, to get invested into this fight and to be armoring themselves up, not only with the power of God, but with knowledge, with intentionality, and with just effort to get outside and stop the madness. Insist that America is not over, that we're just beginning the rebirth of a truly free and God-fearing and God-loving United States of America. And hearing your words and just feeling the sincerity and everything just re-inspires me, and I hope it re-inspires some of the listeners, man, to get busy. What would you say to everybody, your final words as we wrap up this particular interview today?
I would say there is power in your words. Your words have creative power. We were made in the image and likeness of God. God said, let there be light, and there was light. God said, he spoke creation into existence, and we have the same kind of godlike faith. So we speak our world into existence. We frame our world with our words. So I would encourage everyone to watch what they're saying. Don't agree with what the enemy is doing. Agree with what God is doing. You are not of this world. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So agree with what God is doing, not what the enemy is doing. And watch your words. Speak blessings. Don't speak cursings. And you will see God's miraculous creative power working through you, through your words, because they are the planted seed, the word of God that you are sowing into the environment around you. So I would just encourage everyone to stay positive and to speak what God is saying in this situation.
It was great to be with you on Saturday. So nice you could come back, share some time with the entire 710 KNUS audience here on the Stephen Tubbs Show. As always, be safe, stay strong, and I know we'll be talking again very, very soon.
Thanks so much. God bless, Randy.
God bless, Lauren. Bye-bye. Yeah, there's just nothing else to say there. So instead, we will take our break. It's Robert. Robert? Is Robert in the newsroom? Okay. All right, we'll get to 710 KNUS News on the other side. Finally, Robert Richardson, thank you. We've had callers trying to get in. We'll get to some open lines now. Nobody scheduled between now and 5 o'clock. So 303-696-1971. If you want to get back in, now is your time. Right here on the Stephen Tubbs Show, 710 KNUS. This would have been another good song to play around the Andy No interview, Point of No Return, because he really made it sound like, sort of felt like, he thinks we're kind of there here in the United States of America. I disagree. And I was so glad to have Lauren Boebert on to sort of recharge anybody who walked away from Andy No's sort of depression to get another point of view. And she is somebody who is right in the middle of the battle, lawmaker in Congress, facing the fight of her life for re-election next year, and always a target of the left, the Antifa thugs, the Democrat or the Denver Communist Party, and all of those guys. You know, it's easy to get confused. Denver Communists, Democrats, you know, really, what's the difference? It's about 4:30 on the Stephen Tubbs Show. I'm Randy Corcoran from Saturday Morning. Got callers on the line. Open line at 303-696-1971. 696-1971. Tomorrow from 4 to 7 o'clock, while you're listening to the Stephen Tubbs Show, there will be a grassroots meeting at the State Republican Party headquarters. And it's just an open house for people to come in with their ideas, to meet and greet and share and brainstorm. And so I highly recommend that if you've got some perspective on, what needs to be done in Colorado to bring the Colorado Republican Party and the grassroots together where they belong, show up tomorrow, 4 to 7 at Colorado GOP headquarters. It's 5950 South Willow Drive in Greenwood Village, 5950 South Willow Drive. It's right across from the steakhouse. Right off of Orchard and Willow Drive, and just wide open. Bring some food, bring something to share, and it's going to be casual, no big deals. And I do have to tell you, in light of the Jenna Griswold emergency orders, which we talked about at length Thursday, and we'll talk about quite a bit more tomorrow, I will be moving at the executive meeting. I'm a member of the executive committee for the Colorado GOP by virtue of being the Republican National Committee man on the RNC. And I will be moving for the Colorado State Party to take some legal action, to authorize some legal action against Jenna Griswold. I'm still sort of exploring the nuances of that. But I don't think we can let the Secretary of State get away with this micromanaging BS I'm really kind of glad she did it. Why would she create an emergency order saying that no third party can have access to these machines if she wasn't terrified of what we're going to find? And I got some bad news for Jenna Griswold. I think it's already too late for her to stop that from happening. But time will tell. Regardless, she doesn't get to just declare an emergency and stop the citizens of this country from getting access to their voting machines. We're entitled to it. We're going to get it. We'll talk to sometime on the Stephen Tubbs Show in the next day or two, the chairman of the Arizona GOP, Dr. Kelly Ward, as that forensic audit begins to wrap up. They're doing the canvassing now, which, 52 votes from one address. I mean, it's just single family house. 52 votes came out of it, but no fraud, nothing to see here. We'll get much deeper into that tomorrow with Lieutenant Colonel Sean Smith, former CIA operative, as I recall. We'll get his biography back together with America's mom, Sharona Bishop, who actually was the person that I met Lauren Boebert with. I met the two of them at the same time, and I was blown away by these powerful liberty activists a couple of years ago at the Capitol, long before congressional runs or anything else. So we are definitely going to stay on top of that. We will keep you apprised. We've got full lines, so let's get to some of them. Robert in Littleton's been waiting the longest. I appreciate it, Robert. Welcome to the Stephen Tubbs Show.
Thank you, Randy, for taking my call. I appreciate it. My purpose in calling actually was not to talk about any of the current events or the other guests that you've had, but to take advantage of your wide audience to get the word out about a gentleman, an American hero, that is being returned home finally. Sergeant Donald Stoddard of Boulder, Colorado, was KIA 22 November 1943 on the island of Betio in the Tarawa Atoll and laid in a mass grave for 76 years. Was recovered in 2019, positively identified, and is being returned home this week. He is being flown home on Wednesday. His committal services at Mountain View Memorial Park in Boulder are at 10 a.m. on Saturday. And this man only has one living family member, a nephew that was born many years after he had died. And I want to try and get the rest of his American family, or as much of them as I possibly can, out to show love and support and honor for a man that gave his life so that we can have these discussions now and we can have these disagreements and enjoy all the things that we are able to enjoy on a daily basis. So that was all I wanted to say.
Well,
thank you very much.
That's wonderful, Robert. Is there a website, anything? Are you going to do anything on social media? How can we help get the word out and maybe have some folks to show up and support that family member, that lone family member?
Yeah, we have been putting it out. I'm a member of the United States Veterans Riding Club. We're a motorcycle riding community of veterans and family members of veterans. And we have been blasting it out on personal Facebook pages as well as our club page. And we've been in contact with the American Legion and Combat Vets Association and so on and so forth. The only other thing that I can think of to do, I can send you an email that could be posted on your website, if that's possible.
Yeah.
With the details.
Do it. And don't send it to the Stephen Tubbs Show. Send it to Wake Up with Randy Corporan, 710KNUS.com. Go to my show page for Wake Up with Randy Corporan. That way that'll
Perfect.
Get to me. And be glad to try and help you get the word out. And please call back. I mean, Stephen would really appreciate this. You know his dedication to the military. So definitely call back Thursday, Friday. Let's remind people and try and get some family support for this returning hero. Really glad you waited to weigh in on that, Robert. Thank you so very
Absolutely.
Much.
Thank you, Randy. Have a great day.
You know what? Give the date and the time, the location and the time. Saturday, 10 o'clock, where?
Saturday, 10 a.m., it's Mountain View Memorial Park in Boulder, Colorado. It's at 3016 Kalmia Avenue in Boulder.
Very good. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
You bet. Robert's line, our only open line, 303-696-1971, 696-1971. A lot of information coming in, including an unsubstantiated report in the 710-CAN-US text-to-studio app that there is now police activity at the Stock Show. Three cars there with guns drawn. They're behind the car doors, apparently, on the ground, watching a female suspect. I don't know much more. That, of course, is on top of the Arvada officer who was apparently killed in Old Town, which our news guy, Richard Robertson, has been reporting on since the top of the hour. But let's get back to the phones now. Walter and Elizabeth, welcome to the Stephen Tubbs Show.
Hi there. Yeah, your last caller kind of stole a little bit of my thunder as well, because I'm with the Combat Vets Motorcycle Association, and we are going to escort Sergeant Stoddard from the airport on Wednesday. When he arrives, we're going to stage at the cell phone lot there by the gas station starting about 9:30, and then Denver PD is going to escort us to the gate where he's arriving, and we're going to escort him to the Mountain View Memorial Funeral Home there in Boulder. This is a motorcycle escort, and it's being organized by veterans organizations like your last caller indicated. But anybody wants to ride a motorcycle with us, meet us there at 9:30, and we'll provide that honor escort for Sergeant Stoddard to Boulder.
Well, that's fantastic. Was there any coordination between you and Robert when he called in, or was it just coincidence that you guys called in at the same time?
It's kind of coincidence because actually Glenn Purcell, who's the national president of the U.S. Veterans Association, was calling all of us. So I guess he called him as well as the American Legion and, you know, other organizations just to get as big a turnout as we can to really honor this World War II hero.
That's wonderful, Walter. So one more time, Wednesday, you'll be meeting, the cell phone parking lot. What is that?
Yeah, that's the big gas station that's like right there in the middle what's that road that goes to the airport?
Pena Boulevard?
Pena Boulevard, yeah, it's right there. In between the in and the outsides of Pena Boulevard, that's where people go and they wait for somebody to call them, and then they can drive up and pick them up. So it's a big parking lot, and there's a gas station there. But we're not going to start staging there, like I said, about 09:30, and then the Denver PD is going to escort us to Gate 1, so we can meet him on arrival and then escort him to the funeral home there in Boulder.
That is absolutely extraordinary. I love it. I'm so glad the Denver Police Department is going to participate as well. Is there a website or anything else, or are we just going to get this out over the air?
Over the air, but I can email you because we've got it on our Facebook and our webpage as well.
Okay.
If people want to go, and if they forget the details, but it'll be up there.
Sounds good. I'll be filling in for Stephen tomorrow as well, so feel free to, call back in or have somebody call in so we can remind folks one more time. I don't know my schedule on Wednesday, but I love any excuse to ride. But when I can make an excuse to ride that is so significant and so meaningful, I'll do whatever I can to see if maybe I can be a part of that with you guys as well. I'd really, really love that.
we'd love to see you and Peter out there. So,
all right, Walter, maybe call Peter's show tomorrow and let him know as well. And when you send the email, make sure you send me some contact information, phone number for you or whatever. All right, thanks very much.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, Walter's line is open, 303-696-1971, 696-1971. I think Ellen Graham's going to come in and join us maybe in the next segment. She was at the Western Conservative Summit, observed some of the insanity as well. She's an employee here at 710 KNUS, in addition to being a friend and just a close friend of me and Stefan, kind of a little I don't know. He talks about his radio club, so that's just a little side cabal, subset of the radio club. She's really terrific, and I'd love to get her perspective on what went down. I didn't see any of the violence. I was there Saturday to broadcast, and then I stuck around because I was asked to come out on stage and do some Q&A for, I don't know, we'd probably were out there 20 minutes, 25 minutes or so. And when we drove out, it was raining, and there was nothing around the exit to the underground garage. So we'll get the inside story from Ellen when we return, and we'll continue with your calls as well. 303-696-1971. Right now, Richard Robertson in the 710 KNUS Newsroom. Man, we're having serious flashbacks. Kansas, I was a Kansas junkie, not a drug junkie. Might have played around a little. But 1977, the year I came back to Colorado, Kansas was at its peak. So love being in control of Music Monday here on the Stephen Tubbs Show. And also love being joined in studio by the mom who's had it.
Thanks,
you can
Randy.
Follow her on Twitter, mom who's had it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's Ellen Graham. She's our media strategist here from 710KNUS.com. And you were running around like crazy at the Western Conservative Summit. I really appreciate you getting everybody together that came on my show on Saturday from 9 to noon. But were you involved? It was so safe and calm and serene and energized and optimistic inside. Were you involved in any of the garbage going on outside that the media refuses to cover here in Denver?
Well, that's a great question. I felt the same way, totally energized. We had a great time down there with the guys from PRC. We had a great time with all the speakers. But
PRC, primarytherulingclass.com.
Really great guys. Got to know them this weekend, guys and ladies. But, you know, it's funny because I didn't stay at the hotel. So I had to leave Friday night and drive home. And what I found, and I didn't say this morning on Peter, but we have become so desensitized to the chipping away of our law and order. And the downtown Denver, especially that we had just 2 years ago, is gone. And I found myself thinking, planning all day, you know, what route am I going to drive? Where am I going to park? What is the safest option for me? Driving out Friday night, I must have left maybe 8:30. So it's dark, and we knew there were protesters. You know, when Jeff Hunt said, "We're going to ask you to take off your tags before you leave," that just sent this chill down my spine.
Yeah. And how outrageous. How outrageous that we have to even consider doing that because these criminals are allowed to behave that way.
I mean, Randy, to think that it's dangerous for us to go walk out of the door of the Hyatt Regency in our cowboy boots and go across the street, maybe get a burger, get a cocktail, whatever, that's dangerous is absurd. It tells you how far we've declined.
And that our local media won't cover it at all. In fact, Westward, I think, is the only newsprint paper that's doing anything about it.
No, if all fluff all weekend.
We're going to talk to Michael Roberts from Westward in the 6 o'clock hour about their coverage. I guess while you're here, do you ever come on with Stefan?
Yes.
Okay.
Sometimes. So, hi, Stefan. We miss you on there. I know he's listening, and he really wants to get better and get back. And it is really fun, you know, the takeover of his show while he's gone. And
it's true. I'm trying not to make a mess out of it today.
No, it's fantastic, and it's good music. I'd like to take over with the ladies, the conservative ladies of Denver for a day, and we'll just play 80s music and talk about school boards and things like that.
What I've loved about the show today is we had two people who are supporting this veteran whose body is being returned. And they apparently didn't coordinate the calls, but we got one call from the guy who was telling folks, you know, Boulder Saturday, 10 o'clock at the Mountain View Memorial Park. And then the next call, and I didn't know, was a guy who's putting together the motorcycle ride that's actually bringing the body from the airport up to the Boulder Cemetery. So
amazing.
And I think that's just part of the love for the military and the respect and the appreciation for the military that Stefan generates on this show.
And his audience. I mean, that's who this audience is. And I mean, all throughout the week, we really have that here. We're a little family.
Without a doubt. So you didn't have any interaction.
So
with
my
folks.
Interaction was when I left Friday night out of the parking garage underneath, and they had the protesters had blocked the street. So the SWAT, the riot team, whoever they are, there was a big guy there and there was a big vehicle. And he said, you're going to have to come out and you're going to have to go down this alley and get out this way.
God's sake.
And it was... It was surreal.
Who are the tax-paying citizens in Denver that are entitled
to
protection?
I know, we're the good guys, and you're made to feel like you have to hide.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, I mean, again, you can't wear your tag, your cowboy boots, your MAGA hat, whatever it is. And so that was crazy. I came back Saturday morning, and it was pretty quiet. Saturday when I left, maybe that was around 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. I mean, they were out in mass, and there was, you know, all the signs and the disgusting things that they say on the signs, which is exactly who they are. They tell you who you are, who they are.
Yeah, Andy Ngo sent me the flyer that Denver communists put out for their anti-Western conservative summit rally. And I read some of it Saturday, read some of it again today here on the show. And they just lie. They flat out, they accuse us of doing what they're there to do, to like, we care if they peacefully assemble, or we care if they share their warped and sick ideas. We don't, but they can't tolerate us doing that.
Right.
Because our ideas win. Our ideas are right. And if the devil is free on the planet right now, these people are possessed by demons.
Oh my gosh. Someone said that to me. We were waiting in line for Andy Ngo to sign our books. And she said to me, she said, they are like demonic. They're like demon possessed out there wailing, banging on the windows. And it really is a phenomenon. It really is. It's terrifying. Hyatt did a great job keeping him out of the lobby. But even Saturday morning, picking up coffee at the coffee bar, I had that feeling of like, what if one of them gets in here?
Yeah. I have this this young intern at the law firm, a third-year law student, and she wanted to see what, you know, radio was like. So I thought, what better than the Western Conservative Summit? So she came in, and all of a sudden, when I realized that there were legitimately safety concerns outside, then all of a sudden, instead of just me to worry about, I've got somebody else's child, and she's not a child, but young adult woman with me. And then I saw Lauren Boebert walking around in there by herself, and I went over and I grabbed her, and I said, what are you doing? Are you packing? No, I just came in from the airport. Well, then don't be walking around in here by yourself. But you're right. The Hyatt and Jeff and the Western Conservative Summit did a great job. Inside, you just wouldn't know that the vermin were outside.
My question is this. At what point are these people arrested when they're terrorizing a group of people that peacefully assemble, have a terrific event that, in my opinion, glorifies God and is great for our country, great for our community? At what point are these people arrested because they're terrorizing?
Well, and it depends on what city you're in. If you're in a Democrat-run city, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. They're and what you get, like when they attacked us at the pro-police rally last July, we were told, well, they have their First Amendment rights as well. Forget about disturbing the peace. Forget about damaging property. Forget about assaults or whatever. It is a purely political position that Democrat governors are taking. And you see the results in our cities. There's no way. Why would anyone go downtown Denver right now? It's just
no
way.
It's
pathetic. It's dangerous. And when we left the summit yesterday, it was raining, and we had no misdirection, redirection, or anything out, but it was probably just the rain that, because they're such cowards, such chickens. You know, the text to studio has been busy. I haven't read any of them, but I just noticed Alexa has written in, and she says, yeah, the conservative women should take over a show And she also wanted me to ask you before we run out of time. We've only got about 30 seconds, but did you enjoy Katie Hopkins' last show?
Oh, Alexa.
I'm sure there's an inside story
Alexa
going there.
Alexa took me to that. I got my eyes opened a little with Katie.
She's tough, huh? All right. We got the music in the background. Ellen, thanks for coming over and joining us.
And great shout out, show today.
Shout out from both of us to Stefan for sure. Get well, our brother. All right, we'll continue open lines, full lines. Stefan Tubbs Show continues. Final hour. Can't believe we're here, but we are. You stay with us at 710 KNUS.